onto the human interest story, the little oddities that are happening around the world.
Yeah.
In Mexico, the backwards country that it is, it is now deciding to culminate with the rest of the world in terms of daylight savings time. Now they want to be just
culminate with the rest of the world.
Yes.
With daylight savings time.
Yes.
Culminate.
Yes.
I gotta look that up. Culminate. Do we have the dictionary?
No.
Where's that dictionary we had the other day?
Jack, what's going on?
Oh, man, I can't believe he's still talking. He's still talking. How could that tiny little non-existent brain move that body around? Oh, my God. Hey, that's all, folks. Oh, my God, I can't believe this guy. He's on the air. I think you guys should put him on in the morning. He'll kill everybody. There's nobody who can beat Spaz Radio.
All right, Jack, thank you. Let's go to Ray real fast. Ray, what's up?
Radio. You gotta get him off the radio. He's killing me. He's absolutely killing me. I want to know why nobody else thinks this is sad. Someday this boy's got to go out into society and actually try to make a go of it.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you, he doesn't have a shot. He needs to be institutionalized now.
All right. Well, thank you, Ray.
Fornication now.
Okay. All right, so Mexico culminating with the rest of the rest of the world.
Yes.
You said
as
far as daylight savings goes.
Yes,
they were the last country holding out as far as this daylight savings goes. Right,
as far as I know.
Okay, let's get back to the Spaz Weekend Review.
It is now deciding to culminate with the rest of the world in terms of daylight savings time. Now they want to be just like the Americans and. Turn the clocks ahead and spring and fall back just so because they want to keep up their relations and trading with America. But the reason why they said that they didn't do it before is because it affects good marital relations. While many couples had sex before going to sleep, there are others who make love when they wake up. But now when you wake up, your partner is no longer there because she had to take her kids to school. An hour is not going to make a difference. If my significant other, or if I want to have sex, if she's asleep when I get home from work, I'm going to wake her up. She's going to wake me up. It doesn't matter what time sex happens. You wake the person up if you're in a mood, if both are into it. Turning the clocks ahead and back, it's not going to affect everything. I don't understand the logic of Mexicans. Mexicans are stupid. Why do you think they're working for pesos instead of the American dollar when the pesos is less than the American dollar in the exchange market? I mean, it's just totally ridiculous. They're a backward frigging country, and they don't get the basics. And turning ahead the clock and back, whatever, is not going to affect the relations of your trading with America. It's stupid. But that's their point of view in their title. And now,
oh my God.
All right.
We have a definition on culminate.
Yeah.
To reach its highest altitude, to be directly overhead, to rise to or from a summit, to reach the highest or climactic or decisive point, to bring to a head or the highest point.
Well, now that you told us the definition, that word made perfect sense in that
sense. Oh, yeah. They're going to culminate
with the rest of the world.
With the rest of the world.
As far as daylight savings goes. Sure, I understand now.
So, what does assimilate mean?
Don't even. And we're at the final story.
Oh, thank God!
We have finally made it to the end. Spaz's Week in Review. What's up, Rick?
Kevin Pollak just walked in and he wants to know. Is Spaz really working?
We're gonna have Kevin Pollak in here in a few minutes.
He looks dumbfounded. This guy has a job.
We're all dumbfounded. Okay, the final story for this week. Spaz's Week in Review, Anthony.
Yeah, the final story.
I believe the story we've all been waiting for. Here it is.